Chapter 21. Miscellaneous. 290. If one would be willing to let go of a small pleasure in order to experience a greater one, then you can see why the steadfast renounce small pleasures in order to experience great happiness. Note. Small pleasures refer to those of the senses. They may be intense, but they're always fleeting. By not pursuing them, the wise man is free to find the unchanging great happiness of liberation from samsara. 291. If you create suffering for others while wishing happiness for yourself, you will have created a lot of enemies. Moreover, you will not be able to free yourself from them. Note. These enemies are both the people whom you have hurt and who now seek revenge, and the afflictions of your own mind. Your anger and hatred of others gives rise to fear and anxiety in yourself, so that you become wary and ill at ease. Now you have enemies outside and inside you, so how will you find peace? 292. Those who ignore what needs to be done, yet are active towards what should not be done, are fault-ridden and careless, and increase their taints. 293. Earnestly and continuously practicing mindfulness of the body, they do not attend to what is not their concern, but promptly do what is required. Such mindful and appropriate people find their taints dying away. 294. Having killed mother, father, and the two warrior kings, and destroyed the country, together with its inhabitants, the Brahmin becomes free of faults. Note. This verse is written in code and has to be unpacked. Mother stands for desire, father for ego and anger. The two kings are the extreme views of eternalism and nihilism. The country is all sense objects and sense organs, and the inhabitants are the attachments. Killing and destroying means to make these negative, limiting and deluded factors become inoperable. When they do not operate, the Brahman, the meditator, is pure and free of taint. Such symbolic language uses its disturbing impact to highlight the fact that absolutely all that is perceived to be real and which becomes an object of clinging, whether through desire or anger, has to be killed off. Why? Because it was always only an illusion, like a mirage. A mirage has no real existence and is unborn as a discrete entity. Being unborn, how can it be killed or destroyed? When delusion is destroyed, nothing is destroyed, except the delusion that there was something which could be destroyed. In this text, the term Brahmin does not refer to the Hindu Brahmin caste, but to one who is pure and without any taint or obscuration and is rich in wisdom. This is explained further in chapter 26, the Brahmin, in the note following verse 383. 296. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, they are ceaselessly mindful of the Buddha. 297. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, they are ceaselessly mindful of the Dharma. 298. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, they are ceaselessly mindful of the Sangha. 299. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, they are ceaselessly mindful of the body. 300. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, their minds delight in being harmless. 301. Fully awake and always aware are the disciples of Gautama. By day and night, their minds delight in ceaseless meditation. 302. The life of a renunciate is difficult. It is difficult to delight in it. Living with others is difficult. There is suffering in the household life. There is suffering in living with difference. Suffering comes with the wandering life. Therefore, do not take up the wandering life. Do not chase after suffering. Note. This verse begins with advice against becoming a sadhu renunciate, a wandering holy person in the Hindu style. Buddhist monks settle in monasteries, but freestyle renunciates wander hither and thither and may find nothing but suffering. However, to be a married householder is also to be exposed to difficulties and suffering. The Buddhist path is the middle way between these extremes. Renouncing attachment to the things and structures of the world while being settled enough to sustain study and meditation. With faith, morality, qualities, good repute and wealth, one is respected wherever one goes. 304. The good are bright and visible from a distance, like snowy mountains. But the wicked are not seen even when they're near, like arrows shot at night. 305. Those who can live alone, sleep alone, and travel alone without wavering, and who can maintain self-discipline when they are alone, will enjoy the furthest reaches of the forest. Note. Being self-reliant and self-contained, yogis are free of dependence on objects. Passing through the forest of samsara to the very end, their desires, habits, and tendencies are gradually extinguished, and then they are free wherever they are.